A soft swoosh sounded from the back of the salon, and Tenelkar turned to see Han Solo stepping out of the lift tube. He paused just long enough to scan the room and locate Alana, then spread his arms and started across the salon.
See?
There was a forced cheerfulness to Han's voice that betrayed the concern Tenelkar sensed in his presence.
I told you we'd be fine.
Alana stepped into Han's hug and squeezed him hard.
I knew you would. I was just afraid that without me to keep watch on things, the Falcon would get all banged up.
She released him, then put her hands on her hips and turned toward the viewport.
And it looks like I was right.
You certainly were,
Leia said, joining them. She leaned down and kissed Alana's cheek.
The way Han wobbled in, we're lucky we only broke one strut.
Han flashed a scowl, but it was more of a forced grin than a true frown.
Hey, after you let all those blast boats potshot us, I was doing good just to land right side up.
He turned back to Alana.
Isn't that right?
Sure,
Alana said, smiling.
If you call bouncing across the hangar deck a landing.
Han dropped his jaw and feigned dejection, then returned her smile.
You got me there, kid. We did come in a little rough.
He ruffled her hair, then turned to Tenelkar and allowed his expression to show the concern she had already sensed.
So, how bad is it?
The Master Solosar only arrived a few minutes ago, and they're still assembling reports,
Tenelkar said, pointing toward the command center.
I'm sure they would be happy to give you a preview.
Han nodded and started across the salon, but Alana caught Leia by a handful of robe and held her back.
Can you find Master Sabatine in the Force?
Leia stopped and said,
I can certainly try, but you know she's probably very busy right now.
This is important,
Alana said.
You need to warn her about something.
Then of course I'll do my best,
Leia said.
What am I warning her about?
The Sith. They're going to find Tesser and the others.
Leia's expression grew confused.
What makes you think that?
Because I saw it happen,
Alana said.
In a viewport.
Leia glanced at Tenelkar, clearly looking for a hint.
Another Force vision,
Tenelkar explained.
Apparently she saw Tesser and the other Barabels being discovered inside the temple.
A flicker of understanding came to Leia's eyes.
I see.
When she turned back to Alana, there was a calm acceptance in her expression that suggested some stray bit of information had just fallen into place for her.
But you know I can't actually talk to Master Sabatine through the Force, right?
Alana nodded.
That's okay, as long as you can make sure she understands.
I'll do my best, Leia said. But we'd have to use the holonet to be sure.
No, we can't do that,
Alana said, shaking her head.
The Sith might intercept the message, and that would only make what I saw happen sooner. It would be like I made it happen.
Well, then.
Leia glanced toward a pair of luxurious nerf-hide chairs flanking a low beverage table in the salon's near corner.
I'd better see what I can do.
We'll give you some quiet,
Tenelkar said. Sensing a burst of joyful surprise in the Solosar's Force aura, she took her daughter's hand and started toward the command center.
Perhaps you and I should check the evacuation after reports while Princess Leia reaches out to Master Sabatine.
Okay,
Alana said, allowing herself to be drawn along.
But I already know the after reports are good.
Because you felt it in the Force?
Tenelkar asked.
That,
Alana said.
And I haven't heard any Corellian curse words.